1-800-875-3535. For anyone who's in at Sunday night, Mount Arlington GMRS, NAT for the Utah GMRS Information Group. If you're out there and would like to check in, please call now.
ROG 406, Chris and Magna.
Squelch break, one more time, please.
WROG 406, Chris and Magna.
It's good to hear you. Others who are out there, please call.
J497, Greg in Riverton.
Others who'd like to check in, please call.
USFL 877, Wes in Riverdale.
Good to hear you tonight. Others who'd like to check in, please call now.
WRQJ 497, Greg in Riverton.
Greg, 497, did you check in a moment ago? I think I have two Gregs, and they're both 497.
I thought I doubled up, and I didn't hear an acknowledgement, so my apologies.
No problem. I must have not done something right, but we're glad you're here. Others who'd like to check in, please call now.
RCN 936 Scott in Ogden.
Hi, Scott. Others who'd like to check in, please call.
WRYN 381 Dean in Kaysville.
Good evening, Dean. It's good to hear you. Others who'd like to check in for our Sunday night edition of the Utah GMRS Information Group Net, please call now.
WSEF 900, Wes in Ogden.
To check in, please call.
WRPG 530.
530, WRPG, but I need a name, please.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just wasn't sure I was making it from inside the house. Name here is Richard, and we're visiting Salt Lake from southeastern Arizona.
Richard, you are making it fine. Repeater's working, and you're getting through full quieting. Thanks for checking in and visiting with us. Others who'd like to check in, please call. We will ask for other folks as we go. This is WRQC 635 filling in for Casey, who is out having the time of his life, apparently. We don't know where, but we hope he's safe. We look forward to having him come back here in a week or two. Meanwhile, just to be consistent with his format of this net, I will go first. I have had a very radioactive week. As usual, calling nets on Tuesday night, but on Thursday, I helped out with the North Salt Lake fireworks. So I got down there about 4 in the evening. They started the fireworks about 10, was helping with parking, got everything going, kept everybody out of the drop zone, and of course down there, traffic is amazing. It only took me an hour and a half to get off the hill and try to get home. I got home about 1 in the morning. I'm going to let the repeater reset. When I got up again next morning, attended the pre-parade meeting with the police department for Layton City. I'm the Aries guy for Layton City and arranged communications with about 20 operators to be help out our PD. Got going and went through the parade. We had a good time. No major events. It was wonderful. And it was a little less hot this year than it had been in the past, so that worked out pretty well. Did a lot of traffic control, trying to keep people from running each other over, which was interesting. This year, instead of just doing regular barricades on one of our roads, they used a road grader. And let me tell you, nobody argues with a road grader. Every other year, everybody wants to move that barricade and run you over. But road grader sitting there, it was awesome. All we had to do was point, and they'd go the way they're supposed to. Let's let the repeater set one more time. So, of course, Friday night, 4th of July, we're going to have more fireworks. So we came back and helped out again. Went to the pre-meeting with PD about 7:30. The people started showing up about 9 for our crew. We got enough people there to cover the drop area. And had another good evening. Gratefully, no shenanigans from the crowd. A year ago, we had a fairly significant incident of people shooting fireworks into the crowd. We were able to get that relayed into the command post immediately, and they shut it down in about 7 minutes. Most people there had no idea it even happened. So, that's why we do what we do. We love when things are calm and quiet. But if they're not, we do our best to help out. Sometimes it works out great. So with that, been a busy fireworks parade guy this week. And Saturday was a great day to try and recover, but still working on that. Let's go over to Chris, see what's happening down in Magna, 406.
Good evening. Thanks for holding that. Sounds like your time with radio there was pretty good, and glad everything went smooth. Not a whole lot going on this end. Went down to Arizona. I was hoping to do a little radio down there. Really didn't get a chance, but got to run APRS down there and kind of mess with that, so that was cool. But not really a whole lot other than that going on. Glad that my nest recovered, and I know this next weekend, I don't know if 991 will cover it again, but if not, the Friday night simplex net Saturday Capital Net is open for net controllers as I'll be out of town for the weekend. So that's about all I got for the net. WROG 406, back to you.
Chris, and speaking on behalf of all of us net control folks, we love it when we have help. So if anyone wants to try it out and figure out how to make it work, let Chris or I or Casey know when he gets back, and we'd love to provide any kind of information you'd like and help you get through it if you need. Let's check out with Wes, 877.
877, just enjoying a holiday and watching the sad Texas news and other than that, typical.
Tonight, it just seems like it's one thing after another lately on the news. Anyhow, grateful that we've been protected and doing well here. Let's go over to Greg, 497.
Yeah, 497. I'm mobile, so I'm hoping I'm getting through. I'll keep it short, though. Just dropped my son off at the airport. He's headed back to Phoenix, and so we'll miss him for a few weeks, but other than that, we had a great weekend. Appreciate you. Back to net.
Thanks for checking in, Greg. Your signal was great. Sounded just like your next door, so no problems at all with your mobile rig. Let's go to Scott, 936.
All right. Well, yeah, just really busy all last week working for the sheriff's office. I'll volunteer, of course, but man, what a busy week last week. Hopefully it's not that busy for me this week. So we'll see what happens. Got a lot done, though. Nothing radioactive-wise, so just I chat on the radio to and from. I always have the radio on every time I drive anywhere. Just really busy last week. And that's about it. 936.
Scott, so tell us about the progress on the airboat.
Yeah, that airboat's really nice. It'll be the nicest airboat in this northern Utah area, that's for sure. It has an LSA engine in it, which is an all-aluminum block and heads and factory supercharged. So factory supercharged intercooler, it has a built-in intercooler in the supercharger, root-style blower, pretty fancy engine. I really like it a lot. Big, huge four-bladed prop instead of the three-bladed, and a very light hull that we had made in Florida. So, yeah, a lot of work getting everything to work together. And we got it running and everything, but it's not what I would say where you could go out on the water and go for a run yet. It'll sit and run in the shop just fine, but there's too many other things to get going on it. We'll get that hopefully this week. But yeah, it should be about the best airboat around. And we do use airboats in the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team to go rescue duck hunters that can't make it back and stuff like that. They get stuck on a mud bar, a sandbar full of mud or whatever. They get stuck out there a lot when they're duck hunting, and we have to go get them. And this one will go get them better than the last airboat we had. So it'll be a nice one. 936.
Sounds really good. Glad you're out there helping them, both being able to put things together and assisting with the rescues from time to time. Let's check in with Dean, 381.
WRYN 381, hope my signal's coming through. I recently I haven't done a lot of radio. Life's gotten busy. I just got home from a big cruise that's super fun, but I'm getting home, and now I'm trying to get all of my family, our radio net improving. We got each family has a VTech GMRS Pro, which is a really nice GMRS radio. I'm transmitting on one right now. It's working really great. I hope my signal's coming in clear. So I'm just trying to get my family a little more interconnected, hopefully get some base stations installed on the Earth.
Report. It's always good to try and keep the family involved. You're making the repeater pretty well. Audio's just a little low, but I think that's just a quiet voice. So anyway, it was a great report. We were able to understand and hear what you were saying. Let's go over to Wes, 900.
WSEF 900. Nothing on radio, actually. Today was the first time I turned it on in about a month, so it's been busy at work, busy at the house, and getting ready to retire, so too much to do and not enough time for the radio. So back to that.
Well, glad to hear you're getting ready to retire. I think you'll enjoy it. Anybody who tells me they don't know what to do when they're retired has no imagination. I am busier than I have ever been. And some of that's thanks to radio, of course, but a lot of other things going on in life, too. So you'll enjoy being able to do what you want, when you want, or not. It's great. See what Richard's up to. 530. Are you still with us? must have put him to sleep with all my boring report up his front, so there we go. Anyone else who's been listening tonight to our Mount Ogden edition of the Utah GMRS Information Group Net, you're welcome to join us if you would like, and please call now.
WSCL 757, just checking in, don't have anything new to say, just wanted to say hi, that's all.
Thank you, David, we heard you well, and hello back, so we got you, thanks for checking in. Others who would like to check in, please call now.
This is Matt, WSDE 320.
Thank you, Matt. Others who'd like to check in with us, please call.
Brian.
Squelch break, little bit of audio, but it wasn't understandable. Please try that one more time.
454 West Georgia. So, I don't think I can get in.
Copied 454 from West Jordan. It was a little steamy, but we were able to get a little audio that time. Thank you for checking in. We'll come back to you here in just a second. Others who'd like to check in, please call.
SCL 376, Matt in Kaysville. Just checking in. I don't have any activity for tonight. Thank you.
Matt, we appreciate your check-in. Others who'd like to check in this evening, please call. Let's go back and give Richard, our visitor, one more opportunity. 5:30, Richard, if you're there, it's your turn.
Yeah, I was here. I accidentally had the radio on the wrong band when I tried to talk back. But, yeah, we're just up here from southeastern Arizona visiting family and enjoying the Independence Day celebrations. We went to three different ones over three different days and just had a really good time. We had our granddaughter up here with us, and family was great. And we love visiting Salt Lake. We like it up here. But we'll send it back to Net. N7RSF, WRPG 530. Everyone have a good evening.
Thanks, Richard. Well, many of us here are dual licensed as well, and we confuse our call signs as well as confusing our bands, so no biggie there. It happens. Part of radio. Well, I'll check in with Matt, 320.
Hey, how's it going? We are just hanging out in the backyard doing some yard work. Kids are earning money to get another RC airplane or some other fun stuff. Anyway, had a great 4th of July weekend. We went down to Oak City and saw the fireworks down there. They had a good parade in Delta. The Oak City fireworks were really small. I mean, extremely small town. Like, people were dodging the embers in the crowd. We were just right up and close and personal. Other than that, we just played radios and rode four-wheelers and done all the, you know, out in the country stuff. Kids had a blast on their little ATVs. Jake took a tumble trying to ride a wheelie on a freaking tote goat. And luckily, he was wearing a helmet. He didn't get too banged up, but he walked away from that one. But it was a bad one. Anyway, that's our report. Back to Net.
Thanks, Matt. Man, you say tote goat, that brings back memories of many, many years ago. We had a little tote goat at home. One day my mom decided she wanted to get on it. Now, my mom didn't know anything about motorcycles and was barely a bicycle rider. And we we were pretty worried about that, so tried to give her some advice and some warning, but, you know, you can't tell Mom what to do because, well, she couldn't tell us what to do half the time, but you never tell Mom what to do. So she hops on that thing, gets out the end of the driveway, hits the asphalt, biffs it, dumps the thing over, and, we tried not to be too happy about that. Well, we weren't happy about it, but we tried not to laugh. Had to go dust her off, clean her up. It was, man, toe goats. Got to be careful. Some of those things got a mind of their own. Goose it a little bit, and it's got a little power to it, even though it doesn't look like much. Okay, there you go. Old memories. Well, let's see if we can get our West Jordan station. It's 454. Go ahead and see if you can get through to us.
Yeah, Brian, 454 West Jordan. Turned my little Radiodity GM30 into a Baofeng. That was kind of a fun little project. And then I'm working on a big project with a bunch of kids. We're getting ready to head to Europe on Wednesday to play some music across the country. So that should be pretty fun, going to London, Paris, Switzerland, Germany, and Salzburg. So that should be fun.
That sounds awesome. And your transmission was perfect this time. We were able to hear you very clearly. So whatever you did, worked. Turning your Radiodity into a Baofeng. That's quite a trick. Well, let us see. Check out one more time, see if anyone's out there that would like to join us on our Sunday night edition of Utah GMRS Information Group Net. If you'd like to join us, please call now. Sound of silence. So before we check out, let's see if anybody has any questions or comments for us that you'd like to bring up. Anything you'd like to know, please call. Well, we appreciate everybody taking a little time to be with us. It's always good to hear from y'all. It's one of the fun parts of the radio is being able to hop on and just chat a little bit. Remember all of our other nets during the week, and you can find all kinds of information out on our Utah GMRS Information Facebook group. Be sure and check out the featured tab. There's a lot of information there about many repeaters across the state. I think there's 61 repeaters listed on that thing now. And the nets that we hold each week. You're welcome to come join us. And we appreciate again you all checking in. We're going to close this net at 9:24 p.m. local time and return this repeater and frequency back to normal GMRS use. As always, we appreciate Scott, Gene, and the gang who have provided the repeater for us and who maintain it so well that it's always available. Plus all the repeater owners and operators on the other repeaters we use on our other nets as well. We are repeater rich in this area, both on GMRS and on HAM. So have a great week, everybody. Take care. This is Whiskey Romeo Quebec Charlie 635, and I'm signing off.